You're listening to episode number 1807 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, August 27th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
You got the day off today.
I have today off.
Lucky you.
I worked hard last week.
You worked hard.
Well, I worked for 6 days last week.
Well, then
so
you
this
have
is
a day
my
off.
This is my comp day off to
comp. Yeah. Comp days, love them.
Yeah.
Would you rather take comp days, or if you could have it, would you rather have the overtime pay?
I don't get overtime pay.
No, I know, but would you rather?
They couldn't afford it.
They can't afford you as it is, right?
They couldn't afford my overtime pay. No, I'm well.
That must be nice when you say something like that. Like, they can't afford me. They can't afford my overtime.
All right. I'm well abused as a full-time employee.
You work hard, and then you do this, which is working hard. Yeah, right. Some random facts for today. No, it doesn't pay crap.
But the rewards are endless.
Some random facts for today. Hey, when a word has multiple meanings, in virtually all cases, the noun form stresses the first syllable, and the verb form stresses the last syllable. I'll give you an example.
I would say repeat it, but then we don't have time for that because I'm confused now. Okay, go ahead.
Contract is a noun. Contract is a verb.
Oh, yeah.
Case in point, right there. It actually worked.
Uh-huh.
Hey, when Top Gun came out, Navy recruitment jumped 500%.
Oh, I have no doubt.
Uh-huh. Look what Val Kilmer and Tom Cruise can do for and Anthony Edwards.
Oh, look, you put Val Kilmer in the top billing spot.
I got to give him a little love because he's not going to get a starring role in the next one. Americans spend about 37 billion hours a year. Oh, my God. Waiting in line.
Are they not shopping online?
I know, right? Hello. Don't need pants to shop online.
Yeah, but see, when I lived in Texas, you talked to the people in the line.
Oh, you guys are weird.
When I moved to a different state,
you talked
to the people in the line.
You don't talk
to people.
And they
look at you like you're on crack or something.
I've never lived in New York. I would assume in New York that they're just as rude as we are in California. We're rude in California. We don't talk to
anybody. Sure can be, yes.
I mean, we don't even say hi when we pass people on the street. Mm-hmm. It's like, we don't even do that. We don't even give them a...
No, because we're looking down on our phones.
Well, that's everywhere now. We misuse the word podium. Podium means a raised platform on the ground. This thing you stand behind and put your papers on is called a lectern.
It is a lectern, isn't it?
I didn't know that. Podium is not a lectern.
So a podium is...
It means raised platform on the ground. So it's a raised platform. I guess a podium would be when you're standing like on a riser or something. Does that make sense? Would that mean that like a stage is like a podium?
Well, they need to give an example.
I need a picture of that one. About all this. All right, it is time for the Who Cares News.
Boy, you and your words today.
It started with Gordon Lightfoot. I played Gordon Lightfoot, and that man is such a wordsmith, man. He is. Wordsmith, songsmith.
He was
everything.
Great.
He's still great.
I mean, he's still great.
I mean, he's old, but he's great. But enough.
Yes.
Enough about Gordy. Gord's gold. Time for a little Who Cares? What's going on?
Daisy Dove Bloom. That's what's going on.
Oh, man. Wow. Finally. We were just talking about that the
other
day.
Yes.
When's she going to pop? When's she going to pop?
The pregnancy, it kept going on and on and on.
So it's happened, huh?
Popped. Daisy Bloom.
Daisy. What was the middle name?
Dove.
Like Dove Bar. I could use a Dove Bar right now.
That's true. I was thinking about Dove the bird.
You should be my stomach, hear my stomach. But you don't want to be my stomach. But you should hear my stomach growling this morning.
Well, now you got mine going on.
Let's see, what can I say? Yeah. It's all about the stomach.
Now I want a Dove Bar.
When was the last time you
had one? Or the Dove Chocolate.
When was the last time you had a Dove Bar?
Oh, forever and a day.
So you could actually not lie to your doctor when they say something like, have you been eating the Dove bars? No, I haven't.
It's only in my dreams.
No.
Can you imagine going through life with the name Daisy Bloom?
Well, I think that was part of the humor in all of that. The humor. But the deal is that Daisy Bloom is never going to have to go through a real life.
Daisy
Bloom is going to be a spoiled little brat. You know, from day one, won't ever have to go to real school, won't really have to take care of herself. She's never going to have to get a real job.
You know what, though? I don't think Katy Perry is going to have the spoiled brat.
You know, Katy actually had a pretty staunch childhood.
Yeah.
Parents were, like, very religious. Uh-huh. And, of course, she rebelled against that because you do. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I think that's going to come back in her parenting skills, is that she's going to be, you know, maybe she won't be as staunch and rigid as her parents were.
Yeah, but she's battled depression and stuff like that. She's been very honest and open about it.
You know what? She's kind of an open book.
Yeah.
I have a lot more respect for Katy Perry today than I did 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
10 years ago, she was just some bimbo doing really sexy music videos. Uh-huh. Eye candy for little boys. So, you know, it's kind of that thing. But, no, she's great now. And Orlando Bloom, he's still out to lunch on that guy. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to think. He's a pretty good actor.
That is cute. So the two who are Goodwill ambassadors for UNICEF, but I thought it was pretty cool, actually.
Yeah?
They used the organization to make their announcement yesterday, which I didn't see until this morning.
That's kind of cool because, you know, instead of holding out and making your announcement for an auction amongst all the tabloids, Kardashians... Yeah.
They made the statement that while their experience is one of health, they recognize there are families that haven't experienced a birth experience as peaceful as theirs.
As peaceful as childbirth can be. I mean, you know,
So, and this is what's cool. In celebration of, Daisy Dove Plume.
That's peaceful in my mind. I've watched a few kids being born in my life, and it's like, push, breathe. Peaceful's not the
word. Were you like, I never want to see that again?
Yeah, or? I've said that a bunch of times. Oh, my God.
All right, so in celebration, they started a donation page to UNICEF in Daisy's honor.
Aw, how sweet.
I know.
Oh, how flippin' sweet. Okay, good for them.
Push!
Aunt Becky.
Oh, my God, Aunt Becky. There's more news today, kids.
Aunt Becky news. You better darn believe it.
What's going on?
In trying to find all sorts of ways not to go to prison,
she's
very worried about contracting the coronavirus while in prison.
Well, I kind of think I would be worried about that, too. I mean, I'd be worried about a lot of things going to prison, and I can't say a lot of them here on the radio, but I was going to allude to something, and I would finish with the punchline innuendo. Sorry.
Of all the things to worry about going to prison, coronavirus is, I guess, at the top of the list.
It's got to be right there.
Yeah.
Unless you're minimum security and you're in California, and they'll send you home. We sent 8,000 prisoners home.
That's true. So why are they even...
So why is she worried? Oh, my God. She will not spend, 2 months? She won't be there that long.
No, because the coronavirus.
I doubt she'll be there more than a day and a half.
So according to a source,
just long enough to get processed, you know.
According to a source who spoke about Lori Loughlin's upcoming prison sentence, she's been trying to stay as healthy as possible.
Oh, that works.
And she takes supplements to boost her immune system.
Oh,
it's definitely something that she's been losing sleep about.
You know who's not losing sleep right now? And that's Halle Berry, by God. She's not losing an ounce of sleep. Even though she's doing her own divorce. Have a great day. See you tomorrow, and
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.